Okay. Today we're actually going to have to go back to Genesis 6:13. It's a verse which I missed out from our previous lessons.
今天的课程里面会再回来谈一下创世纪6章13节。
For some reason, I thought we'd actually got to the end of this section when I was talking about when we finished off on verse 12. But actually, this is the end of it before you get into talking about the building of the ark.
之前呢，听以为就不晓得为什么，就他应该要讲到六章十三节，就他讲到六章十二节的时候，他认为那个已经完成有关这个天使渗透的事情。那后来他才发现，哎，还有六章十三节也是属于天使渗透的这个题目的。
I guess it's possible I was thinking we've spent too much time in Genesis 6 and I just wanted to move on to something else, just like you all probably.
然后听说应该是因为呢，我们在第六章已经花了很长很长的时间，所以他会有一种想要赶快完成，然后去谈下一个主题，所以就把这个六章十三节给遗失了。
Yeah, but we won't need to spend too long on it and you'll see the concept that we were building up to all the time. Okay, so that's what we're going to do probably for the first session today, Genesis 6:13, and then we'll carry back on to the satanic attacks on the line of Jesus Christ.
好，所以我们现在呢，先今天会先把六章十三节先谈完，之后我们再去上个礼拜开始的那个主题，就是有关撒旦的其他的攻击。
You would have seen the slideshow on the WeChat and the line groups as well. So if it's not clear on the Zoom, you can open it up there. So the slideshow for today has been sent out.
今天的有需要的这个 PPT呢，都已经从微信跟LINE群组里面好都送出去了。那如果有这边看不清楚的话，可以到那两个地方去找我们的完整的 PPT.
But anyway, as we should normally do before class, we will name our sins to God the Father in order to be forgiven of our sins.
好，就像每一堂课开始，我们都要向我们的天父先认罪，让我们能够圣灵充满，能够让我们这个专注于学习。
And remember, it's not just the forgiveness of the sins you get, but you get cleansed of all wrongdoing.
所以我们要知道的就是，当我们在跟神认罪的时候，不只是罪要被饶恕，同时还有我们很多做错的，就是做法不对的这些错误的形式。
So that covers you for everything that you wasn't sure was a sin, or there's obviously some things you've done against God's will that you wouldn't be aware of. And they were punished on the cross as well, and those things can be forgiven.
所以呢，我们要理解的就是说，任何我们有的时候，我们在认罪的时候，我们不只是我们知道的罪，甚至我们可以跟神认我们可能不知道的罪，就任何可能是我们做错，我们担心他可能不符合神的心意的，我们都可以跟神去祈求，让他能够饶恕我们，然后让这些我们做错的所有的事情都由耶稣基督来承担。
And understanding that gives you complete confidence that you are really clean. You're totally pure and holy before God.
因此呢，用这种方法来认罪呢，我们就可以完全的放心说，我们所有的事情做的不对的都会被神所饶恕了。And
it gives you the confidence that knowing that you are now holy, that the Holy Spirit, who obviously is holy, can give you His filling ministry.
而在那样的状况下，我们就非常有信心，好，我们可以成圣，也就是说，圣灵呢可以真正的充满于我们。This
is the only position where you're available, really, that you're prepared and ready to be able to serve the Lord.
而这个状态呢，才是我们完全可以好神圣的去服，来服侍我们的天父的状态。
Yeah, let's name our sins to God now.
好，现在我们来向天父认罪。Father,
sir, we give thanks to you for this time now that we have to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这些时间，让我们能够认真的研读你的话语。
We pray thanks for the freedom that we have in order that we can use our free will to make this decision, to put ourselves in a position where we can hear your teachings.
而且呢，我们要感谢我们有这个自由，以及有这样的自由意志，让我们愿意好好的坐在这边一起来学习你对我们的教导。
And that with concentration we can understand your plan more clearly.
而因着这样的专注，我们可以更了解神对我们的计划。
In order that we can do your will.
而让我们能够完成你的意志。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Just before we start on the class, I have something else to mention about naming of sins.
在课程的这个正式课程的开始前，我还想听还想要再多谈一下所谓认罪这件事。
Currently in my spare time, I've been reading a book by a very famous American author called The Grapes of Wrath.
葡萄 Grapes
of Wrath, W-R-A-T-H. And wrath means anger, the anger of God. It's written by a man called John Steinbeck. Actually, I can write that up on the board. You might be able to find a Chinese translation somewhere. It's a very famous book, and they taught it in American schools for many, many years.
这一本书呢，这个最近 Tim 在看的这本书呢，是一本很有名的书，在美国的这个学校里面，大概很多年都来都一直有在教导这一本书。愤怒的葡萄，它的中文的译名就是愤怒的葡萄。它是一个美国作家约翰史坦贝克1939年出版的长篇小说。
The book is a great work of American literary art.
好，这一个书呢是美国文学里面非常重要的一本著作。
So if the person that was going to translate it from English to Chinese was really going to capture the true essence of the book, he'd have to be a language genius, I think.
如果有任何的这个中文翻译啊，想要翻得好的话，这个中文的作者必须是一个天才，因为这个英文写的实在是太棒了。
Yeah, but the book really captures the, the what do we call it, the essence or the attitudes of the time, which is sort of in the 1930s.And it talks about these families which were kicked off the land when they had a drought. They were from the middle America and places like Oklahoma. There was a big drought and the farmers couldn't keep the land and then they had to move and they decided to move to California. A drought, no rain.
这个故事呢是在讲奥克拉荷马那边有一个家庭，因为长期没有下雨，那个田地全部都变干旱了，所以他们必须要离开他们的家乡。
And eventually they had to move to California, and hundreds of thousands of people at that time actually moved. It was like a big exodus. They moved to California.
然后在当时呢，就有上千人哦，从这个奥克拉荷马的这个干旱之处呢，移居到了加州。
And they faced many, many problems. The greatest problem was that they were just so poor, and they had to move thousands of miles and to an environment where they thought they would find work, but in many cases the work just wasn't there.
他们都在过程中遇到非常大的问题啊，那大部分的问题都是来自于他们太贫穷了，他们太穷了，他们其实是要到加州去找工作的，但是不见得到了加州真的找得到工作。
And one of the aspects you see, a lot of sort of the religious themes come through about what people's relationship is with God and their attitude towards God and why God is bringing this upon them.
而这个中间呢有很多呢都是跟神的关系的一些变化，就是他们怎么样在这个这么痛苦的过程中维持跟神的继续的关系。
But it's interesting to see that in this one particular family it's focusing on, they're all, we say Christian by name, in the name. So they say they believe in God and they believe in Jesus, but they're really not showing any...truth in their lives. They have no understanding of the Bible.
而其中呢一个最有最主角性的家庭呢，他们呢都是称之为是基督徒的家庭哦。但实际上在这过程中，你发现他们其实并不了解真实的一个基督徒该理解的一些事情。
But it seems like they were willing to hear about it. In fact, there was one, like an itinerant pastor, and he was a guy that just wandered around. They pulled him into the family and said, well, you can be our preacher, our personal pastor. But the pastor didn't know anything either.
但是呢，这个家庭其实他们是非常有心要学习成为一个好的基督徒的，所以呢，他们在这群人里面，他看到了一个牧师，这个家庭就邀请这牧师进到他们家里来，成为他们家庭的牧师。但很可惜的，这个牧师他本人也不是真正了解一个基督徒该了解的事情。
And he would even say to the family, I'm really not a good preacher. I haven't had training and I really don't know what the will of God is. And even his prayers were really goofy. His messages were really goofy. But he would be the first to admit that he really didn't know the will of God. But he just thought that maybe God was trying to use him.
而这位传教士呢，他其实呢也很诚实的跟这个家庭的人讲说，其实他并不是真的很懂，包括他的这个祷告也都非常的差，都不怎么样，但至少这位传教士他可以很真诚的跟这个家庭说，他其实是不懂的。
It got to one point where some man knew that he'd sort of sinned and he had this great burden of his sins.And obviously the solution would be 1 John 1:9, if the pastor could say to him, you just need to name your sins to God. But this man didn't know to do that. So the pastor said, well, just stick your head under the water in a river, and then tell your sins to the river.
然后呢，这个就像其中有一个男人，他就很觉得他自己需要跟神认罪，然后结果这个牧师呢，他也不知道该怎么样教他，他居然跟这个男的说，哦，你要对着这个河啊，到这河的水里头去，对着那个河水去告解。
And you know, obviously that's not naming your sins. You don't name your sins to a river. And the pastor should have known better. But it just goes to show that if you don't have good teaching in a place.Everybody suffers.
而这个人呢，照理说他只要跟神心意上面的去表达他的认罪就可以的。可是居然这个牧师也不清楚，还要叫他去对着河水去认罪，而且还要说出来。那这个教导很明显的就让我们看到说，当一个不懂得教导的人在教导，那所有的人都一起受罪。
Now we know that God is faithful though, for those that really want to hear the word of God. We know that in some way, and often it requires patience, but you really have to be positive to the word and God will provide you with truth.
但是我们也知道就是像我们之前都一直讲的，只要有人愿意去向神学习，神无论如何都会提供可以教导他的方法。
And there'll be a lot of barriers in the way because first God is going to test you. How hungry for truth are you? And the other thing is Satan also, he doesn't want people hearing the truth as well. So he's going to have his barriers up as much as the Lord allows that to happen.
而且呢，在这个应该说是神呢，他会在这个过程中会看到说，哦，这个人到底有多么心生向往要去学习。所以这中间他是会有很多阻拦的。但是打破这个阻拦你就可以得到。而在同时呢，撒旦也一样会提供阻拦，因为他并不想要让我们真心的学习到东西，所以两边都有阻拦。
And that's why always I want you to appreciate and give thanks to God. We try to do that in our prayers every time we start, that we do have the freedom, that we have the opportunity to learn the word of God, because it's a privilege that we have and it's a great gift from God.
所以呢，我们为什么每次上课哈都要感谢神给我们这样的自由，跟我们的这种自由意志，让我们可以持续不断的学习？因为这真的是一个上帝给我们的恩待，不是那么容易得到的一个恩待。
For the time being, we have freedom. Like here in Taiwan and in China, you have freedom to use the internet to a great extent, and in Thailand, for example. But we don't know how long that's going to last. It could be a limited time, and then our freedoms could be taken away.
而我们真的很感谢我们现在有这样的自由，经由这个网络的世界，让我们在大陆、在台湾甚至在泰国可以一起来学习这样子的神的话语。但是我们说实在也不知道这个自由可以维持多久。
Now, history does go up and down. It changes in many cases. Governments, they can have a very strict policy or Christians can be persecuted from different groups, not just political groups, but from other religious groups, for example.
因为我们也看到在历史上有很多时候啊，某些政治因素政府就会不准这个基督徒再继续的做这个传讲神的话语的工作，那这样子的事情发生的时候呢，我们的自由可能就不在了。
And this is also why, while you have the opportunity, It'd be nice if you could, like the lessons that we send out, if you can record those, I mean, make sure you keep a storage of those, because at some stage in the future, you know, the internet access might cut off and you want to have a, what do you call it, like a backlog or a safe keeping, a record, and then you might meet people that want to hear them as well, and you can share them with other people.
所以我们其实听是建议大家可以把我们的课发给大家的这些录音档，是把它真的存到你的电脑里面，不是光经由网络来收听。因为哪一天突然网络没了，你就听不到了，所以还是把它存到自己的电脑里比较安全。
So that's, you know, just if you have the, I mean, it's not difficult, it just might take an extra thumb drive or something like that, you know, somewhere you can download your information where it's safe, and then again later on in the future, that might be the only access to doctrine that you have.
所以这个建议呢，主要是说它其实占的空间也不会太大，不论是放到电脑里，或者是你的USB，或者是你的这个硬碟里，都是一个很必要的一个行为。这样的话，将来我们随时都有自由可以再重复的温习。Now
back to the lesson.
好，我们现在回到课程中。
As I said just at the start of class, I thought we'd finished off about the angelic infiltration at verse 12, Genesis 6 verse 12, but actually we did have one more verse to go.
其实在这个有关天使的渗透这个主题呢，我们原本以为在创世纪六章十二节就结束了，但实际上我们漏了一节，是创世纪的六章十三节。这节讲完才是把这个天使的渗透完成。It
seems very similar to what we had in verse 11 and verse 12 as well. God is saying that the end has come, but in this case, he puts it into the past. It has actually happened. It's in the past tense, because when you read it here, God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come, or actually has come. You see the modern King James Version in the English here. It translates the end of all flesh has come. It's an established fact that this has now happened.
Okay. 所以在六章十三节，它其实跟六章十一、十二节的内容是类似的，但重点是呢，在十三节它已经用了一个完成式来表达这整件事情，代表这整件事情已经发生了。And
I had to cross out because just from what I could read through from the Chinese here and the traditional, this whole sentence here doesn't make sense in the traditional Chinese version, and then in the simplified Chinese version, you got the wrong word here for flesh. The translation is totally wrong, so I thought I'd point out where it's really bad, and we'll just go through it in the English.
在这个中文的翻译上，你们大家都看到荧幕，听友用红色的线把一些字划掉，因为他觉得那个翻译不太对。Yeah,
because even in here, and like in the traditional Chinese version, it says something like 我已决定, right? 所有或, and that's the word for life or something. So he says, I have made a decision that life will end. Well, that's not what he's saying. Just to let you know that we don't want to go from the Chinese version. We need to go from the Hebrew, really.
好，这个中文的翻译啊，跟这个希伯来文实在差距太大了，所以Tim是希望我们真的来学习用希伯来文看这一段圣经。
Okay, so in the Hebrew actually it says Ve'amah, which just means and said, and then the subject here is Elohim, that's God. So here you got, and God said to Noah. That's what the first three words say.
好，所以呢，其实这个希伯来文一开始是说神对诺亚说话。Okay,
and in the English and the Chinese, you know, that's not difficult to screw up that translation, right? So they get that right.
这其实是蛮简单的一个字，就是神对着诺亚说话，然后用的是过去式。
Okay, and then he says, here you got the word chetz kol basar, and that really means the end of all flesh. Literally, the end of all flesh.
好，然后呢，如果第二句呢，就是完全讲得很清楚的呢，就是全部的肉体结束了。And
then you have the word here bar, or the borrows the kal, but the translating and bar is the kal in infinitive, I believe. That puts it into an established tense, so it has happened. So we'd say already happened.
而且呢，接下来这个字呢，就是用完成式的一个概念，就说哎，这些事情已经发生了。So
here's the main verb here, ba, and then lifnei means before my face. So it has come before my face, or has already happened in front of me.
所以呢，这句话就说呢，已经在我面前发生了。
Okay, so if you put that all together, it's saying God has said to Noah.
And, 所以整句话就是上帝对诺亚说,
and then we can just go from the modern King James Version as the best here. The end of all flesh has come before me. That's a good translation right there.
好，所以这个现代詹姆士国王版本的翻译是很好的。好，所以他的说法就是说，那上帝对诺亚说话，所有的肉体都在我面前结束了。
Yeah. And actually when it says has come, you could even emphasize by saying has already come. I think that sort of comes out in the simplified Chinese version. That's not too bad here, I think. But the end of all flesh has already, but it has to be the word flesh. It can't just be, what's the word?
Flesh is 血气。
But yeah, is it like blood and soul or something, isn't it?
No,
blood
and qi is means
breath.
No, it's actually like breath, but that means it's a living creature.
Oh, okay, so maybe it's not as bad as I thought. But if it can translate as flesh, but remember we're talking about the DNA. See, we're emphasizing the DNA, it's not the blood and not the breath.
Right, but for Chinese people, they understand.
Okay.
Because I saw this translation many times. They always use 血气 to translate the flesh.
Oh, okay. You don't have another word for flesh, which is more close to meat or something?
No, because you cannot translate that into body, right?
No. But remember the emphasis is the DNA. So that's why the Bible uses the word flesh. Like this, Paul says in Romans in the New Testament, he always uses the word flesh, sarx, to mean the sin nature, because the sin nature is in the DNA. But regardless, you know, here we're talking about the DNA of the humans.
好，所以这边的中文，就是在这个中文的第二行的这个中文翻译里面，把那个 flesh 翻成血气，哈。那其实 Tim 的意思是说，这边呢，这个 flesh 应该是要比较强调的是人类的 DNA， 所以是就是活着的 DNA 啦。
But yeah, again, it's, remember we were talking about because of the angelic infiltration, there's no pure humans. And this is the point where it's got to it. Where there, literally, there is no humans left. There's only Noah and his family. That's it.
所以这个最主要的是在讲的，就是说这个时代，那个时候的已经所有的人类的这个 DNA 都被弄乱了，弄坏了嘛，因为都变成这个拿弗林了嘛。所以只剩下诺亚一家人是有完整的人类的 DNA。
Yeah. And remember, it has to relate to the DNA because if, for example, when you look at the end of all life, if there was no more life on the earth, there'd be no reason for the flood, of course. So this is why you have to look at why did God flood the earth? And again, if God said the end of all flesh is here, there'd be no reason to flood the earth.
就是如果不是因为人类的这个基因都已经败坏了，神是没有道理要去把整个地球给淹没的。
And remember you had the word kamas for violence. That's the word over here. Yeah, they translate the earth is filled with violence. Remember that word actually means unrighteousness here.
我们已经前面都讲过哈
Hamas.
Hamas.、嗯、好，这个是不正当哈，不公义，不正当，并不是暴力。
Yeah. If the earth really was filled with violence, it would probably mean everybody killed everybody, and then the flesh would be at an end. But again, there'd be no reason to flood the earth.
因为如果这个 kamas 好被翻成说是暴力，那这个人类就互相打死了对方就好啦，全部都是充满了暴力，那根本不需要由神来把地球淹没啦。
And then he finishes off, and I'll just go from the English again, and behold...Remember, behold, I look, and look here, this is what's going to happen. I will destroy them, means the Nephilim, with the earth. Because there's only Nephilim left on the earth. There's 8 humans, and then we don't know how many Nephilim, could be hundreds or thousands.
然后他就说，所以看，我必须要将地球全部都毁坏，毁灭。
Yeah. And again, yeah, the them, I will destroy them, is, it has to be the Nephilim. He's not going to destroy the 8 remaining humans.
所以他说我将会毁灭他们，这个他们当然是指的那些拿佛林。
Now, I think that finishes off the subject now for good, hopefully.
好，所以我们现在终于讲完六章十三节，也就是我们完成了整个这个天使渗透的这一章。
Okay, now we've actually still got about 5 or 6 minutes left on the Zoom time here, so that gives us an introduction to what we're doing with the next slideshow.
好，我们还剩下这个 Zoom 在五六分钟，我们来讲一下这个新的主题。
Okay, now we started this last Tuesday.
我们上个礼拜天
last Sunday.
我们上一个礼拜天开始这个在谈这个撒旦的攻击。
Yeah, the subject being the satanic attacks on the line of Jesus Christ, of which the angelic infiltration in Genesis 6 was just one of many instances.
好，我们的整个主题是叫耶稣基督这一条血脉的攻击。那我们之前所谈的天使的渗透是其中的一个攻击，就是这个诺亚的大洪水时期的这个状况，是应该说洪水之前的状况，是也是撒旦攻击的一个明确的示证。
And remember, Jesus Christ, when you see the name here, you have to keep it in context. The word Jesus is the Savior. It literally means Savior. The word Christ means the Messiah. And God has given promises all the way from the beginning of Adam and Eve, really, about the Savior and about the Messiah.
我们要先了解哈，耶稣基督哈，它其实代表的是两个意义。耶稣代表的是拯救者。好，然后呢，救赎者，然后呢，这个基督呢，代表的是弥赛亚，也就是我们的王。
It was only when Jesus Christ came into humanity as the God-Man that we actually see the two concepts being presented together as the Savior and as the Messiah.
我们要了解，当耶稣呢以人或者说神人合体的这种状态来到人间呢，他其实就是要去完成他既是我们的救赎者又是我们的弥赛亚的这两个身份。
Yeah. So before then, actually, they were looked at as two separate concepts and even possibly two different people. The Savior could be one person and the Messiah could be somebody else.
所以在耶稣基督真正降临之前，好，所有的这个先知所写的这些书里面，让大家会误以为耶稣跟基督，就是拯救者跟弥赛亚，可能会是两个人。
Even John the Baptist, now he was the herald for Jesus Christ. I mean, he was announcing the arrival of the Messiah, and even he was confused. And Jesus Christ was his cousin.
而那个最清楚这个应该是说耶稣基督降临的施洗约翰，连他在当时都有一点点搞不清楚，哈，混淆说，哎，到底这个我的这个表堂兄还是
？They had the same grandparents, I guess whatever that was.
Same grand, but from the father's side or mother's side?
Father's side, I think. Oh no, probably mother's side, because Elizabeth and Mary were cousins.
Okay, because in Chinese it would be different.
And
so, 因为施洗约翰其实是这个耶稣的表哥，是从他妈妈那边的这个亲戚，所以照理说他应该是比要蛮清楚的，但他也不太确定这个拯救者跟弥赛亚是同一个人。
Yeah, because John the Baptist even had to send his disciples out to Jesus.Asking him, are you the Savior or are you the Messiah? That's how confused he was.
因为呢，当这个施洗约翰再次见到耶稣，就是成人后的耶稣的时候，他就还问他说，哎，你是拯救者还是弥赛亚？
And again, the answer was he's both, but that wasn't very clear at the time.
当然，这个答案应该是说两者兼具，但是在当时耶稣并没有很明确的回答他。
Okay, now close down for a 10-minute break, and then we'll open up again at just after 2:15. Mm-hmm. Let's say 20 past.
Okay, 好，我们现在听那个先休息10分钟，所以2:20回来。
See you soon.
等会儿见。